There have been 5 fatal motorcycle crashes and 6 fatalities in central Wisconsin just this past week. In Wausau, a 35-year-old father and his 6-year-old son are dead, and his 10-year-old son hospitalized after the father crashed into a tree. Lieutenant Dennis Sager is the traffic officer for the Wausau Police Department.
Tragedy, a damn tragedy.
The father and the 2 kids were not wearing helmets, but Sager says it's more likely that the deaths were caused by alcohol. According to reports, the driver ignored his wife, who told him he had been drinking too much to take the kids on a ride.
This father found the opportunity to sneak out of the house with his 2 kids on the motorcycle. And what we understood, though, was the fact that, you know, the mother of the children was saying, no, 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 you're not taking those kids on the bike. It's not going to happen.
Alcohol is a factor too often in fatal crashes, according to Ron Thompson, motorcycle program manager for the State Department of Transportation.
Well, it seems like it's alcohol, speed, or alcohol and speed related.
And Thompson says with 68 fatalities so far this year, Wisconsin could set a new record.
There were 100 fatalities back in 2003, which was the highest in recent records. So, yes, we could easily break that.
Thompson says 43% of the fatal accidents involve alcohol. Of those killed, 25% were wearing helmets, while 75% were not. In Wausau, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.